When you grow up in an environment where everyone around you is going to college, your parents went to college, everyone you know goes to college, then college just feels familiar. You just feel like, oh, this is where I'm meant to be. And if you're a first-generation college student and your parents didn't go to college, no one in your high school is going to an elite college, then as soon as you get to campus, you are highly aware of messages that you don't belong. You're much more likely to take small setbacks as a sign that this is not a place for you.
Because I'm thinking people are listening to this right now and saying, you know, I was low income or working class. It only made me more determined to succeed.
I think that's certainly true. I mean, I've heard from a lot of students and former students in the days since my article came out, even the ones who did succeed, who said, yes, I had a really rough freshman year, and then I made it through. They absolutely relate to what's going on with these kids, and they feel lucky. You know, they feel like the difference between me as somebody who made it through that difficulty and persisted was just that I happened to, you know, find the right person at the right time. I happened to connect with one professor. I happened to have a roommate who was supportive instead of antagonistic. And so my sense is that there are a lot of students who do persist through these difficulties, but it's kind of a lucky break. And what I like about what UT Austin is doing is that they're trying to systematize this. They're trying to create a system so that more students are going to get the kind of support that they need, and it's not just going to be a few students who beat the odds.
We're talking about, what, two programs here, the Texas Interdisciplinary Plan, or TIP, and then the University Leadership Network, or ULN?
TIP is actually one of a series of student success programs for different colleges at UT, but all of them have more attention to students. They have mentoring, close relationships with advisors, help selecting the right courses in the right sections, but mostly it's that kind of support. ULN takes things one step further and really works on leadership skills for kids, helps to prepare students who, you know, demographically might not be seen as likely to succeed, and not only helps them persist, but helps to turn them into the next generation of campus leaders.
Is that more about shaping confidence than anything else?
But also a sense of community. They have these weekly lectures for all 500 students where experts will talk to them about everything from, you know, time management to organization to team building. And then they have other activities during the week where they're kind of building this sense of community and connectedness. And what's great is that these are students, despite the fact that, you know, demographically they're often selected because statistically they're less likely to succeed, they feel, and I think justifiably so, that they are the leaders on campus, that UT is really sending them a very different message, I think, than often gets sent to low-income or first-generation students. Instead of the message, you know, you're these remedial kids who are probably going to drop out, they're sending them the message that you're going to be running this campus in a couple of years.